Oh, helps if I actually push the button. Duke Wilder on X posted the other day, and he says it exactly right. This is what we need to do. Ghost all the things. Ghost guns, cash, signal, cars, businesses, lives. You are not property. You don't own the state, your coordinates, your movements, or your identity. Their obsession with registration is a sickness. Your freedom begins where their visibility ends.
Turn it up, feel the sound, break the chains. Your voice, your choice, no data in vain. Liberty tunes where the free arts collide. Own your story, let your soul decide. Own your data, rock your freedom loud. Sing it high, stand up proud. Liberty tunes where the truth's alive. Freedom's in the way dreams survive.
Mr. President, a lot of your supporters are starting to turn against you.
Hey, tell them to take a rest.
Sir, can you please talk to them? They're really riled up.
All right, give me that. Hey, relax, guy.
Yeah, hi. What do you think you're doing? Our children are being told that they have to sit with Jesus at lunchtime?
Listen, buddy, you just need to relax. All this protesting makes me look bad. Just take a rest.
Well, no, we're not going to give it a rest. All the people here in South Park want some goddamn answers.
All right, then I'm gonna sue your whole town. You got that? Stupid idiots. Think they can mess with me, huh? Hey, sing.
I'm not in the mood right now. Another random bitch commented on my Instagram that you're on the Epstein list.
The Epstein list? Are we still talking about that?
Well, are you on the list or not? It's weird that whenever it comes up, you just tell everyone to relax.
I'm not telling everyone to relax. Relax, huh?
No, I need counseling. You remind me more and more of this other guy I used to date. Like, a lot. Like, you guys are exactly alike.
I love you.
Oh.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll help you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of rough. I put a kid in cuffs and zip-tied a woman to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they get a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. See, I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool, there's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the women turned me down, they told me I was a clown, well won't you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, they got great hours, join ICE. For respect and power, they got a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Join ICE.
All right. I thought you guys would enjoy the clips from South Park and the new one from Jesse Wells. Yeah. South Park was freaking awesome. I am loving South Park, but kind of find something different than being like everybody else and talking about Trump. I'm not being a Trump boy. I'm just saying South Park's always differentiated themselves And, yeah, they, it's time to move on and do something funnier. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, it's been a hectic week here around the office, studio, whatever you want to call it. Yes, it is extremely hot in here today, so I do have the big-ass fan on, so you can probably hear it in the background. And I'm not turning it off. I refuse. A little quick heads up. Next week, I will not be here on Friday or Saturday. I kind of have to work. The company that I work for at the day job, they got bought out by a much larger company. And next weekend is the changeover. And I was asked to come and be put up in a hotel and help with the transition. So I'll be on the other side of the state next weekend with no way to broadcast. So here we go. It's going to be fun. I do want to pay homage to one of our drivers due to circumstances beyond his control. Will not be coming home anymore. So this song is dedicated to him.
Keeps on rolling as my heart turns so cold. keep on driving through the dark of night, trying to shake this lonely feeling and find some light. Maybe someday soon I'll be back home in bed with my wife and kids round me.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed this or have been paying attention to a lot of, like, YouTubers, especially if you follow some of them on X or Substack or other places. But, yeah, they have, my app was being stupid here. I've seen a bunch of rumors. Excuse me, much of rumors this week over on Reddit and X. It's ran across several videos on YouTube itself about YouTube is actively blocking VPN usage. Now, they're putting up, giving you a little pop-up saying the VPN has been detected, and we suggest that you turn it off. I don't think they're actively physically blocking people from accessing YouTube from their VPN. A couple of reports I read were. And I think it's probably more along the lines of where that VPN is coming out of. But either way, I digress. There's been no actual real announcement from YouTube about this. I could see them doing something like this for, like, the EU's new rules and their ID requirements. But, you don't need to do that to everybody everywhere. But anyways, I don't know if you follow who is the channel Deep Humor. The dude's pretty cool. He does videos like I do, where there's his, not his face, but it's his voice talking, and he just talks about shit. And he did give YouTube a bunch of shit about the ID verification thing here, like a couple, 3 or 4 days ago. And then all of a sudden he starts getting copyright strikes, and now they want him to verify his ear. I'll just play the audio. It's only 6 minutes and 46 seconds long. So check us out. This is Deep Humor. YouTube will ban me soon.
So YouTube is deleting my videos, and I will most likely get banned off the platform soon. Me recording this is basically me filming my own eulogy. So about a week ago, YouTube announced that they're going to be making a new AI age verification system on their website. Starting August 13th, AI will be actually evaluating your channel based on your search history, watch history, things like that, and determining whether you are over or under 18. If they determine you're under 18 and you would like to dispute it, you have to provide a video verification, a credit card, or a government ID. So I've been making videos about this, criticizing YouTube, saying this is wrong, and saying this is obviously a violation of privacy. And since making those videos, I have noticed that YouTube is actively silencing me. So first and foremost, as I've shown in my last video, hundreds of people are leaving comments saying that they've been unsubscribed. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, that's a glitch on YouTube. It's been like that for years. Yes, I understand, and I've made videos covering that before, but I've never seen it to this level, especially on such an ironic situation. I just happened to be making a bunch of videos recently criticizing YouTube on their AI ID verification, and now all of a sudden so many people are getting unsubscribed. There are comments with dozens and some comments with hundreds of upvotes saying, yeah, I've been unsubscribed. I don't know what happened, but I just keep getting unsubscribed from your channel. People are saying they've been unsubscribed multiple times from the channel. Yes, it could be a YouTube glitch, but honestly, it just looks like YouTube actively trying to silence me. This type of situation is not new to me. I've been fucked over so many times by YouTube before, and one time YouTube actually permanently banned my channel because they said a hacker uploaded videos on my channel. I went and checked what videos the said hacker uploaded on my channel. All three of the videos that were removed and got my channel banned were all uploaded by me. All three videos were of me criticizing YouTube. This was me criticizing how there's a lot of inappropriate content on YouTube. This is me criticizing YouTube's new comment warning system at the time. And this video was me talking about YouTube demonetizing all Russian YouTubers. There can only be so many coincidences until this all looks like just some sort of big fucking conspiracy theory. Now, if you go and look at what YouTube actually got me for, it was on a video 9 months ago about the angriest argument on Twitter. They said that I violated their child safety policy there. What the fuck? Nobody even shows up in my videos. There's no real person ever in my videos, in the sense of me filming something in real life or having a child or whatever the fuck. And they just all of a sudden right now, while I'm making so many videos criticizing YouTube, just randomly decided that my video from 9 months ago is no longer okay. And because the video was fucking 9 months ago, I don't even know what was in the video that could have triggered that. Maybe somebody making a joke about hitting a kid or something. I have no idea. It's a Twitter argument. Obviously, people are going to say crazy shit sometimes, but really? You guys get me for child safety right now after 9 months of the video being uploaded? Now all of a sudden it's a problem? If anything, this proves my fucking point that I've been making throughout the last week, that YouTube's AI systems are not to be trusted. If they can go back 9 fucking months and say, by the way, buddy, your video featured child endangerment, how do you guys think that they're going to be doing when they're rating whether you're 18 or not? Do you guys think they're going to do a flawless job and not make mistakes? I am being actively silenced right now by this website that has permanently banned me before for criticizing them too. And like I said at the beginning of the video, I truly feel like I'm filming my own eulogy right now. I feel like I'm going to get banned off YouTube very soon. This is the same shit that happened to me when I got banned last time. I got some random community guidelines warnings. They're like, it's not a strike. Don't worry, buddy. You'll be fine. Just, you know, in 90 days, it'll go away if you do our optional training. And then literally a few days after that, I got banned. Another piece of crazy irony is only like 44 minutes ago, before I just got this community guidelines warning, I made a community post about this fucking asshole over here who took my entire video, took everything I said word for word, and put it in their own AI voice and just made a fucking duplicate video. This fucking irony could cure anemia, man. They take my exact title, my exact everything that I said in the fucking video, and they put it in their own fucking video, copy the whole thing, and make AI slop out of it while I'm talking about AI age verification on YouTube. Dude, this is just crazy, man. Let me go ahead and play a little bit of my video. Let's see what I say word for word, and then let's see what this asshole channel says word for word. YouTube has released some statements where they're essentially defending the ID verification tool they've added and answering a lot of questions about whether you will be or not be marked as under 18. So Google employee Rob says, "Hi everyone, we've been hearing some concerns and wanted to address some of the most common questions that have come up since the announcement. Some concerns, more like millions of concerns. There's the first 18 seconds of my video. Now let's go listen to the first 20 seconds of this guy's video."
YouTube has put out some statements basically defending the new ID verification tool and addressing a bunch of questions about whether you'll be flagged as under 18 or not. So Google employee Rob says, "Hi everyone, we've been hearing some concerns and wanted to address some of the most common questions that have come up since the announcement. Some concerns, more like millions of concerns."
He pretty much just took verbatim exactly what I said. He even made the same joke that I did. And I don't want to keep playing this asshole's video because he's probably going to copyright strike me for showing his video and mine. But it was almost like he was screen recording my video. He even took my fucking tweet where I was reading one of my mod's tweets. This is Canon One, one of my mods. What a bunch of horseshit that is happening on YouTube right now. I am getting actively silenced right now by YouTube and getting a bullshit community guidelines warning. But this fucker can copy my entire video and copy everything I said word for word. But he's all good and he's all okay. Just so we're 100% clear for proof, I'm going to put our videos side by side with subtitles and I'm going to play them both at the same time. And let's see if we can hear any similarities here.
The account itself is almost old enough to be 18. It's such a joke.
My man has had that account for 15 years, and he still had to give ID just to live stream, not even to watch an age-restricted video, just to live stream. So yeah, this statement already seems a little bit disputed. Will YouTube think that I'm under 18 if my child watches kids' content on my account or device? All he did was take my exact fucking video and literally just change a few words, like if you're copying off your friend's homework in school. Oh, can I copy off your homework? Oh yeah, just go ahead and change a few words. So yeah, the combination of my videos randomly getting stolen, getting random community guideline strikes for absolutely no reason for child safety of all fucking things, and getting hundreds of people saying that they've been automatically unsubscribed from the channel. Yeah, honestly, I feel like my time on YouTube is numbered. I do want to say though, let's say if this is my last video, I really do appreciate all of you guys so much. Thank you guys all so much for your support, man. It was fun while it lasted, I guess. I gotta go plug some other stuff where you guys can find me in case my whole fucking channel gets banned. So yeah, I do have a Twitter at Deep Humor where I'm releasing regular updates about this situation. Please be sure to follow me there. And I do have a Patreon here too. Here's the link right over here. I'm gonna have to probably be uploading some of my videos over here because I can't fucking do anything on YouTube if I get banned. And we also have our community Discord over here. Link will be in the description. So yeah, if this is goodbye, then goodbye, guys. Thank you guys for everything.
So yeah, go give Deep Humor YouTube channel to follow him on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's the bullshit that is that YouTube is doing. It makes no fucking sense to me. I watched that video and I saw a bunch of other videos this week about the same fucking thing. And so I thought, you know, I used to be, you know, kind of into using Odyssey, mostly back before it was Odyssey, when it was still a library. And so I was like, yeah, well, I'll go check in on Odyssey. I haven't checked in on it for a while. I think the last time I uploaded a video there was 8-9 months ago, so like January. I used to be pretty dedicated to Library, you know, because back when Library first started, it was a desktop app. That was it. And you installed the desktop app, and you shared your video or your audio and your markdown file through the desktop app to other people. There was no website. Then they came up with Library.com, I think it was, and that was where they had like a one place online people could go to, and you didn't have to install the app to put up videos and stuff. You could just upload it to the Library, and then the desktop app users would seed it, you know, around everything. And then that didn't work good enough, so they wanted to go, they started Odyssey, and Odyssey got real big because they slapped in the LBC shit token, and it blew up, and then, you know, the rest is history. But anyways, I went to Odyssey, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's got a new owner, see how it's treating them. And, yeah, I ran across this Odyssey blog post called, it was back on July 2nd, introducing decentralized payments on Odyssey for everyone, everywhere. It says, it's here. After months of development, testing, and iteration, we're excited to officially launch our new fully decentralized payment system built entirely on Airweave blockchain technology and designed for anyone to use. Pause right there. Now, I knew and heard that they were working on our Airweave and bringing it in. I don't know if you pronounce it Airweave or Arweave, but they were bringing it in either way. But I didn't know they were this close to having it. So I just kind of ignored it because, you know, that is just, you know, I didn't want to be on another quote unquote Web3 thing, which I do. I'll get to that in a minute. But anyways, I totally missed this announcement last month. So here I am just a little over a month late on it. But anyways, I digress. Whether you're a creator, viewer, lurker, or just someone who wants a simple way to send and receive payments online, this system is for you. And most importantly, we're proud to offer you this new payment experience that aligns with the core values Odyssey was built on: freedom, autonomy, and resilience. My phone buzzed. I got to check it. Okay. The same values we know you all signed up for. This launch marks the beginning of our journey toward fully decentralizing Odyssey and migrating to Arweave. Quick recap. For a while, we used Stripe to help creators get paid in fiat. It worked until it didn't. What happened? What started as a straightforward monetization tool quickly became an obstacle. Stripe began requiring KYC processes that extended beyond what was reasonable, demanding we collect unnecessary user data. But the final straw was this. Stripe wanted us to implement third-party moderation tools to monitor content across all of Odyssey. Not just content monetized through Stripe to ensure it aligned with their corporate policies. They even went as far as to demand that we remove certain creators. We'll say it plainly. We have no interest in handing over moderation authority to Stripe or third-party companies that have values we don't share. So instead of jumping to another centralized processor and likely facing the same issues again, we chose a different path, one that gives you more freedom, non-existent fees, and greater control. Our new decentralized payments feature. Our new payment system is built upon the Arweave blockchain and powered by Arweave cryptocurrency. In future, we will be adding support for USD stablecoins. Currently, it is integrated via Wander Wallet. We opted to build something oriented around cryptocurrency as it's decentralized, borderless, and the only real option that would be truly censorship resistant by design. Our new payments feature has parity with the old system, but there are a few new special things that make it much better than our old system. Send payments to anyone, anywhere. You don't need to be a creator. Our payments feature isn't limited to the content creators. Think of it as a global peer-to-peer cash app, only without the restrictions. If someone has an Odyssey account with Wander Wallet enabled, you can send them one-time payments, whether they're a friend, a fellow community member, or someone offering services you can use. Odyssey is a general-purpose payment tool. Tip creators, channels, and basically anyone you want. Okay, so now you may be thinking that you could do this before. Sure, you're not wrong. But now you can send tips and one-time payments of any amount, whether it's 1 cent or $1 million. Now you can send it. No more transaction fees and cuts. Because this new system is decentralized, you will no longer need to pay obnoxious processing fees to Stripe. Nor will you find that your final payment amount is reduced because of these fees. Memberships are way more flexible and cheaper now. Creators can offer custom membership tiers at whatever price point they choose, even in micro amounts, and keep 100% of what they earn. Memberships now happen directly through the blockchain, so transaction fees are negotiable or negligible. Buy and rent content, content sales, pay-per-view rentals, exclusive content drops now flow directly or now flow entirely through decentralized payments. Just connect your wallet and you're good to go. Top up once, spend freely. Instead of paying 30 cents plus 2.9% on every payment, tip, membership, or purchase like before, you now just top up your balance once with a fee so small it's practically invisible. And that each payment comes from your balance and costs more fractions of a penny. More of your money goes to the people you support, and they keep every single cent. Then it gives directions on how to get started by, you know, creating the Wander wallet. And it works pretty good. It says, as previously announced, Stripe-based monetization tools have now been fully retired. No new Stripe creator accounts are being accepted, and tipping memberships and other miscellaneous purchases via Stripe have been shut down. While you can still tip creators with LBC, this feature is being depreciated and retired by July 10th. Odyssey Premium memberships have also been canceled. However, badges earned through your support will remain permanently displayed on your profile as a token of our appreciation. We may bring this feature back in the future as a way for the community to support Odyssey itself. All future monetization will now occur through our new decentralized system, a new era of online payments. We didn't just build this system to replace Stripe. We built it to remove the need for companies like Stripe altogether. This is the beginning of a platform-wide shift toward giving our community full control over value exchange without interference, surveillance, or arbitrary restrictions. Because we've built this new payment system on top of our Weave, we can now enable borderless peer-to-peer payments that anyone can use, regardless of whether they're a creator. With all this said, we invite you to explore what's possible. Set up a membership based on a microtransaction, or use your account to send a payment to somebody across the world instantly and freely. Welcome to decentralized payments on Odyssey. Sincerely, the Odyssey team. And I got to make a joke about it. It says membership based on a microtransaction. I'm sorry, but microtransactions are for the little people. Microtransactions are for, you know, memberships for midgets. But anyways, okay, that bad joke, I know. Bad joke, but I had to say it. So I read that, and I was like, huh. You know, maybe I should, you know, take another look at Odyssey again. So I dusted off the old channel. And gave it a two fresh uploads. Oh, by the way, speaking of uploads, last week's show, the Saturday show, I was going to post it, or Friday and Saturday. I was going to post it on Substack, you know, and Real Liberty Media Video and Gas Garden. All the usual places. And I got to listening to it, and somehow, I don't know how, but on my microphone, it plugs into the USB. There is a switch on it, on the cable, to provide phantom power. So that if I had a microphone that requires phantom power, I could flip that switch and my microphone would be powered. The microphone I have does not need power. It's a regular microphone. But when that flip is switched, when there's no place for that power to go, it creates a whiny, annoying noise in the recording. You can't hear it during the live stream because the audio is going into Mixed DJ software and then right out to you guys. But on my computer, when I'm recording, it somehow gets into the recording. And every time I talk, you know, the music sounds great. But every time the mic was live and hot, you had this really annoying, and you couldn't understand what I was saying. So, yeah, last week's both shows are not getting uploaded ever. I don't know how I can fix them. So, hopefully today and tomorrow's show records good, and I can upload those. But anyways, back to Odyssey. I updated my channel on Odyssey. I changed the name of it to Liberty Tunes from being just Uncle Bonehead. And I uploaded the last show of July, both episodes, up there. So those are on there. And I updated the artwork and all that stuff. So I'm going to make a little bit of a commitment. And I got a little bit of a confession. I really wanted to, you know, you see these other guys out on YouTube and podcasters out there talking about, you know, going to deep webs, dark webs, and you know, telling you how to get there, and that's the place to be, and go, you know, hang out on Hive and Blurt and all these other places, Steam it. And I really did want to be that guy. I wanted to have this big, huge presence on the ClearNet, as they call it, you know, the regular web like we are now. And I'm starting to see, when I got into this and I was started looking at these other podcasters and personalities, people talking about going over to, you know, I2P and Tor and all that. And then you go look at their sites that they got set up over there, and you're looking at their video on their tutorial on how to do it, and it's dated like 2023, and this is 2025, and you're looking at it, and it's exactly identical in 2025 as it was on 2023 in the tutorial. They put it up there, and they never did anything with it. You know, they've got a presence there on I2P or on Tor, or, you know, they've got something over, you know, Hive or Blurt. They got a pot, you know, an account. But there's like, they post like once a year. But yet you look at their YouTube channel and there's like a video every fucking day. And it's kind of disheartening. And I'll be the first one to admit, I like Hive and I like Blurt. Well, I don't like Hive so much anymore, but like, you know, Odyssey, I used to love Odyssey. I used to be on it all the time. And I'm making a commitment to get back on, you know, physically being and using Odyssey and Substack. I'm going to get back on I2P. Not too much about Tor. I've got my own opinions on Tor. I think Tor is a honeypot. But anyways, the decentralized social media, Blurt, I don't know if I will be on Blurt or X or Noster or anything like that any more than I am now. If anything, I will decrease my presence on there. The only thing X is good for anymore is the memes. I get extremely bored with X. It's not what it used to be. There is an awful lot of bot accounts on there that are driving traffic away. I'm not going to deny that. But that's, you know, hey, that's your thing. Go for it. I'm not going to sit there and argue with a bot just to get engagement. Especially now when I'm not going to pay for a check mark, and I'm not going to pay for visibility ever on X. So my X account will never get any more followers than what it's got now. So there's no point in it. I don't pay to play. Let's put it that way. So yeah, that's going to be my main focus. You know, I get why some of these guys will, you know, make these big, you know, audience on YouTube, and then they show you how to get on deep web or dark web, and then you go over there and you see that they're not there. They're there, but they're not there. And I understand why, because uploading your content and posting on 6 million different fucking websites and platforms is annoying as hell, and it's a big giant time suck. Which, I come to think of it, I do have another point to make about all of this. But yeah, I'm going to make a renewed commitment to focus on the decentralized and lesser stuff. I think Rumble is probably growing. My Rumble stuff is probably growing despite not ignoring it. I haven't uploaded anything on Rumble since there was snow on the ground. That was like, you know, 7-8 months ago. And it's still gaining followers over there. I don't get that. But I don't understand it. Odyssey, I've still got the same 5 that was there in January. But I'm going to support the decentralized platforms. I get my I2P set back up on the computer and get the I2P website going again. I'm going to get my get back into doing IRC. There is already Liberty Bytes IRC channel over on Interlopers IRC server, but that's going to get changed to Liberty Tunes. The Liberty Tunes Matrix is up. You're free to join it. Links are in the show notes. It's gotten quite chatty. There's 10 or 11 people in there already, and we've got our meme room. We've got links to share room, the general chat, and a newsroom. And it's fun. Guys are there. Guys or girls, I don't know, are there. Yayo's there. Jin's there. Brave Smoke. Interloper. Flynn. Ken. Code. Barrow's there. It's, you know, it's... We're having fun. It is a blast. I like Matrix better than I like Discord, but I don't like what Matrix has been doing for their... They keep saying that they're going to fully comply with the new EU laws, which means they're going to start, at least Matrix.org. I don't know about Matrix, the software. I don't see how they're going to do it, but they could write it into the code and force it to go to all of the Matrix. But I don't know how that's going to work. Excuse me. Sneeze. Excuse me. Yeah. So, that's... Oh! Good Lord. I'm allergic to Matrix. That's what it is. I'm allergic to Matrix. But yeah, we're on Substack. So I'm going to focus on Substack. Oh, speaking of that, I did start a second podcast. It's a companion podcast to Liberty Tunes. It is called Liberty Beats. And what it is basically what you're expecting it to be. It is a the music from the Liberty Tunes podcast. I get asked a lot about where they can, you know, get the music, and yeah, you can get it off of Suno. But you can also get it off of Blurt.media. I have not uploaded any new stuff to Blurt Media for the music for probably 4, maybe 5 months now. I have not uploaded anything to the main streaming source like Spotify, YouTube Music, or anything. That stuff expires on the stores. I think that expires around August. Not sure when that... I'd have to look. But anyways, this is going to be my, my primary release for music from now on. It's coming off of, out of the Liberty Beats podcast. And all it is it'll be just the song as an episode, and then the lyrics with the credits and the licensing, which is Creative Commons 4.0 for all music, for all of my music. And, yeah, it'll be released on Odyssey, Cast Garden, Blurt Media. Yeah. I'm not putting it on YouTube. Fuck no. It's not going on YouTube. Yeah, maybe I could put it on YouTube. Yeah, I'll put it on YouTube. But it'll be, you know, it's just going to be the music that I release. Nothing else. So I've already got two songs released over there. Freedom Can't Fall and Zombies Roar. I do like Zombies Roar. I like all of my songs. But, you know, is what it is. So, I want you guys to think about how you're going to comply with the new rules from the EU, and Australia is coming up. They got something new starting here soon. So just think about how you're going to comply.
Just a myth, suffocated by the lies that they spew with each breath. I see the chains, the ones you can't see, in the name of security, they strip us to our knees. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. No matter how you try, they'll never set you free. Clench your fists, scream out, let the rage ignite in this dystopian nightmare. We fight the fucking fight. Corporations and gods in this digital hell. Big tech's got your data, your life for sale. Government grip, like steel around our throats. Telling us to comply while they keep us broke. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. No matter how you try, they'll never set you free. Clench your fists, scream out, let the rage ignite in this dystopian nightmare. We fight the fucking fight. I wear the mask of rebellion, eyes red like the dawn. Chains on my shoulders, the symbol of the pawn. But I'm no pawn, I'm the rebel, bite rebel, here to stay. We'll burn it down, we'll break the chains, we'll find our fucking way. We'll be right back.
in line with their tech. But I see through their screens, it's time to wreck. The system's broken, it's time for a reset. No more compliance, it's time to resist. From the dark web steps to the city's neon light, we'll hack, we'll slash, we'll burn this night. No more bowing, no more silence, we're done. Fuck their control, where's the uprising? We've just begun. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. No matter how you try, they'll never set you free. Clench your fist, scream out, let the rage ignite. In this dystopian nightmare, we fight the fucking fight. You can't comply your way out of tyranny. No matter how you try, they'll never set you free. Clench your fist, scream out, let the rage ignite. In this dystopian nightmare, we fight the fucking fight.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention there. Imagine that. So let's do some news. NVIDIA CEO says he has plans to either change or eliminate every single person's job with AI. I'm going to start this over. I didn't realize we were almost to the top of the hour. We have 4 minutes to the hour. So, yeah, I'm going to play another song. This is what I meant to do, actually. This is a brand new song. You have not heard this before. It is a anti-war song. I would like to dedicate it to all the warmongers like Lindsey Graham and pretty much any Republican except for Thomas Massey and Senator Ron Paul Jr. Rand Paul, I'm sorry. I would like to dedicate this song to everybody except those two that are in Congress, including you, Mr. Trump, Mr. POTUS, Mr. I want people to stop dying. And then it goes, proceeds to bomb Iran. In behalf, or on behalf of our real leadership, Mr. Bibi Netanyahu.
Don't feel the cost, counting bodies like coins, souls getting lost, oil, land, pride, what's the fucking gain, when the earth's soaked red, drowning in pain, young soldiers march, barely old enough, sent to die for some stupid political bluff, we're pawns in their game, but we're breaking the bar, no more wars, hear the people's a call. The guns fall silent, no more cries, no more streets so violent, kids play free, no fear of the night, no drones overhead blocking out the light, but greed runs deep, it's the poison we drink, leaders sell lies faster than you can blink, fuck their agendas, their suits, their ties, we're rising up now, see the truth in our eyes.
Burned too long, scarred the heart of the earth, lost too many souls, forgot what it's worth, but love's still alive, it's the fire we keep, respect's our salvation, it's time to leave, yeah.
Lord, business drowning in software costs, tools that don't work together, and privacy risks? Meet Federated Computer, a complete business suite built to simplify your tech stack. Why do forward-thinking companies switch to Federated? No per-user fees, unlimited users. Save up to 75% by replacing tools like Zoom, Slack, Google Workspace, and more. One platform means less context switching and more productivity. 100% private. Your data stays yours. Fully customizable with open source flexibility. Whether you're a lean startup or a growing enterprise, Federated adapts to your needs so you save more, work smarter, and protect your business. Ready to simplify your business software and increase profits? Schedule a free demo and see how Federated can transform the way you work. Federated Computer. Streamline, save, and scale.